Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about 6 ways to make the narcissist lose their mind. It's not hard to get a narcissist to lose their mind because they're so sensitive. So I'm going to go through a couple of things that is really going to drive them crazy. All right. Number one, a narcissist is always trying to replace you with something better. Okay. They're always looking for the next best thing. But what happens when you replace them? Okay. That would make a narcissist lose their mind. And it's not that you're going to, you know, you're being a narcissist yourself. You just realize that, you know what? I'm moving on in my life. This person's not making me happy. And you end up replacing somebody. And if you end up replacing somebody faster than they ever replaced somebody, they will lose their mind. Okay. Why? Because you're not going to beg somebody to be with you. You're not going to chase after the narcissist and ask them, why are you cold? Why are you unaffectionate? Why don't you want me? If somebody doesn't want you, then let them be. Let them be. But don't beg anybody. So what you're going to do is you're not going to chase. You're going to replace, okay? And that would make a narcissist lose their minds because a narcissist wants you to chase after them. They want to have the power and control. And when they see that it's not affecting you, that you're not begging for their attention or you're not begging for their affection, and you're actually moving on in your life and you're talking to other people, maybe you're dating other people, you're going out with other people, and you're moving forward and you're not looking back and you're not looking for them, that will make a narcissist lose their minds. And this is why a narcissist is always grooming the new supply before your relationship even breaks up, because this is one of their biggest fears, is that you move on and jump into another relationship before they ever do. So they always have to beat you to the punch, which is fine. But the point is, when and if you do break up, you don't sit there and mourn the narcissist. You realize that, you know what? I'm dealing with a toxic person. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to look for people that lift me up, that don't tear me down. So you know what? I'm moving on. And this is also when the narcissist will come back and try to hoover you. They always come back when they feel like something's going on good in your life because they want to destroy it because they're jealous. So what they'll do is, and I actually had one person tell me, you know, the narcissist in her life was liking the picture of her with her new boyfriend. And she's like, well, why is he doing that? I said, because he's trying to mind fuck you. That's why he's doing that. He's trying to see if you'll give him a reaction to that, or you'll contact him and ask him why he did that. It's so that he could put himself in your mind so that you're thinking about him. You show them no reaction. If anything, you block them because you don't want them knowing what's going on in your life. So you guys, one of the ways you make a narcissist lose their mind is if they see that you've moved on in your life, you're happy, and that, you know, you have replaced them and you're in a new relationship. And even if you're not in a new relationship, and that doesn't necessarily mean that once you leave the narcissist, you jump into a new relationship, because you don't do that. But what you do is you move on, you meet people, you socialize, you date. And, you know, if the person is right, obviously you move on. You don't just jump into a relationship like the narcissist does just to say that you have somebody, but you're showing the narcissist that you've moved on, okay? You're out and about. You're not sitting home, you know, reminiscing and mourning about the narcissist. The narcissist sees that you're happy, that you're enjoying your life, that they're not affecting you, that you're not sitting there grieving them. That will make a narcissist lose their mind. Okay, next way to make a narcissist lose their mind, and this is really, you know, this is a powerful one as well, you guys, is to be very successful in whatever you do. Whatever endeavor you pursue in your career, you become the best that you could be, all right? And narcissists don't like to see that. They want to be successful. They want to be on top. They want money, okay? So when they see you and you're doing well and you're being successful, that will destroy the narcissist, okay? They want to see you fail. And this is another reason why they're always, you know, trolling your social media and they're watching from other catfish profiles, is because they want to see that you're not doing well. It makes them feel better. They don't want to feel like they lost anything. They never want to feel like they lost something good. So they want to see things where you're not doing well, or you're sad, or you're putting up sad memes. Never do that. Never, ever do that. Never put anything up on your social media, you know, that you're sad, you're depressed, or, oh, somebody doesn't appreciate a good woman or a good man. Never do anything like that, because you're showing the narcissist how you're feeling. You want your social media that they can't even see what's going on. You should keep it on private. And, you know, if you can't do that, don't post anything to let them know what's going on in your life. Because if they see that you're doing successful, they may try to screw it up for you. All right. Now, moving on to how to get a narcissist to lose their mind. Okay. The other thing that you want to do in order to make a narcissist lose their mind is to never let them see you sweat. And what does that mean? That means don't ever be triggered by the narcissist. And this is what they love to do, is to trigger you. And especially the covert narcissist. They'll call you crazy. They'll call you insecure. They'll say you have issues. They'll say you're jealous of other people. You show them no reaction. You are a gray rock, okay? So you just look at them. You may even want to give them a little smirky smile themselves, give it back to them as if to say, you're not affecting me, all right? And that will make them lose their mind, because now they have no effect on your emotions. And that's the goal of the narcissist, is to affect your emotions in order to control you, all right? The next way to make a narcissist lose their mind is to be very confident. Have self-confidence. Believe in yourself. Don't waver in when you say something to them, and don't sit there and you know, doubt what you're saying. Don't have that self-doubt. And that's another goal of the narcissist, is to create self-doubt, where you doubt yourself, doubt your judgment, doubt your mind, and it causes confusion. No, you're not confused. Your brain is sharp. Your mind is sharp. So whatever bullshit or toxic behavior they come back at you with, gaslighting or word salad, you see right through that, because you're confident in what you know, and you're confident in that you know what the truth is, all right? And what a narcissist will do is they're going to try to break you. They're going to try to break you, and they're going to say things to you like, oh, you really think, you know what you're talking about. Oh, you're so right. Or they'll be sarcastic. I actually had somebody do that with me, where he was trying to break me down, and he says, oh, you really think, you know everything, or you think this, that. And I was like, I don't know everything. I said, but I do know what I'm talking about with regard to this issue. And he stepped back, because he knew he couldn't, you know, break me down, and it killed him. It killed him. And this is what they want to do. They want to make you fear. They want to make you in fear, and fear that, you don't know what you're talking about, or you're insecure, or something like that. And when they try that gaslighting business, you guys, you got to stand firm, and you just got to be like, you know what? We're done here. Play your mind games on somebody else. I'm out. I know what the truth is. I know what the truth is. I'm out. I don't go back and forth with toxic. That's it. Okay. So you want to have your self-confidence. And this is really important in no matter who you deal with, whether it's a partner, whether it's family, whether it's a boss, whether it's, you know, any people that you come in contact, whether you go to a doctor's office, because they try to intimidate you in the medical field sometimes, or you go into a lawyer's office, or you go into anybody's professional office, they think because, you know, they have a higher level degree, they're going to talk down to you. But when you know what you're talking about, and you have the facts, and you're showing them you know what you're talking about, and you're not wavering, then they know they can't mess with you, okay? They can't mess with you. Why? Because you're educated. You're educated on whatever topic that you are sitting there talking about, and they know that they can't, you know, talk down to you. So they hate self-confidence. And also they hate self-confidence because you're not going to be codependent on them. You're not going to be begging them for their validation. You validate yourself. You validate yourself. Why? Because you've done your due diligence and you know what you're talking about. All right. So you don't need to ask them a million questions. Well, what do you think? Do you think I'm right? No, you know you're right. You know you're right. Why? Because you have your self-confidence, because you've educated yourself. This is why I tell you, knowledge is power. Power. If there's something you don't know, you educate yourself on it. You know what you're talking about when you go and you deal with people, and especially if you go into court. Before you go into court, let's say it's about you're going to a divorce mediation, you know what you're talking about. You think ahead about what they could throw out at you so that you know how to counter that argument and you know how to defend yourself so that, you know, they're not going to destroy you in court, okay? So you always have to be one step ahead. Your mind has to be one step ahead. And how do you do that? You have to have your self-confidence and you have to be educated and educate every little detail of whatever you're talking about, all right? So self-confidence will make a narcissist lose their mind. And that's also their goal when they get involved in relationships, is to break down your self-confidence, because in breaking down your self-confidence, that gives them control, you guys. Now, moving along, what's another thing that will make a narcissist lose their mind? Okay, when you expose them to everybody and you destroy their image, okay? When you expose the narcissist to the people that are important in their life, okay, friends, family, outsiders, whoever it could be, and you expose their toxic behavior, they will lose their mind. A lot of them, they're just going to use the mental card and call you crazy or insecure or jealous, or they're going to go into hiding, okay? They're going to go into hiding because, you know, they're going to be afraid, and they're also going to try to smear you back. That's what they do. They try to smear you back when you try to expose that narcissist. So if you expose them, it will make them lose their mind, but keep in mind, they're going to seek revenge on that, okay? And you guys, besides that, they hate to see, what'll make a narcissist also lose their mind is to see you happy and show that you aren't affecting them, all right? Or they aren't affecting you, rather. So when you show a narcissist that you're happy, that will really bother them, okay? Narcissists are miserable people, and they're the kind like misery loves company. So a narcissist wants to see you suffering so that they don't feel so bad, okay? They don't feel so bad. So when they see you're happy, you're smiling, you're out, you're enjoying your life, that is going to make a narcissist lose their mind, because they're going to say to themselves, oh, you know, their life is better than mine, and it's going to bother them. It's really, really going to bother them. They're not going to want to be around you. If they see that you're happy, they're either going to try to destroy that happiness, or they're not going to want to be around you. They hate to see other people happy, okay? So all of these things will cause a narcissist to lose their mind, all right? And the other thing, I'm just going to throw this in, all right? The other thing that makes a narcissist lose their mind is when they see that other people are praising you. They hate that. They hate when anybody talks good about you, because, you know, a lot of times, notice, if you're with the narcissist and you're with somebody who's giving you compliments or something like that, just take a look at that narcissist's face. They're going to have such anger and such rage underneath. They'll give you a fake smirky smile like, oh yeah, you know. But meanwhile, it's going to bother them. And what they'll probably do is they'll probably change the subject, or they're going to remove themselves because they can't stand it. They can't stand to see you get that praise that they crave so badly. So the way to make a narcissist lose their mind is to not give them what they want, is to make them starve. So you starve them with attention. You starve them by not giving them control. You don't give them control of your emotions. You're good. You're happy. You're moving on in your life and you don't need them. So a way to make a narcissist lose their mind is the fact that you're happy and you don't need them and they don't affect you and you just don't care about the narcissist. Narcissists lose their mind when they feel like people don't care about them because they are so insecure. They're afraid of abandonment. So they want to be wanted. They want to be wanted. They want people to beg them for attention and validation. And they want to have control over your emotions by trying to trigger you. So by not giving them that power, they will lose their mind. And what they'll do is they'll run. They may try to, you know, smear you and they'll run because they just can't handle it. Why? Because they can't break you down, all right? And that's a narcissist's goal, is to break you down. So you have to be very strong-minded. You have to have, you know, confidence and self-worth and believe in yourself. You have to have your brain focused. You have to know who the fuck you are, all right? Never forget that, you guys. Never forget who the fuck you are. Because a lot of times you get involved with these narcissists that have done jack shit for you and you're making them important. The way you make a narcissist lose their mind is to make them unimportant. They are nothing. They are zero to you, okay? They don't even deserve your presence. You don't even respond to a narcissist when they try to come back. You give them nothing. You starve the narcissist of that supply and that attention that they crave so much, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. I went over a little bit of 6 ways for a narcissist to lose their mind, and I'll just recap really quickly, is that you don't chase them, okay? We replace, we don't chase, okay? You're successful. You don't let them see you sweat. You're confident. You have your self-confidence. You don't show them that you're insecure. Even if you're feeling insecure, you don't cry in front of the narcissist. Never, ever do that, because you're not going to get sympathy or any kind of empathy from a narcissist by crying. They'll pretend to, but it's going to give them satisfaction in knowing that they have control over you for the fact that you're crying. Don't do that. They're just going to look at you as weak, and that they have more. It'll also give them a boost in thinking that they could also manipulate you more, that you're weak. They got you to a point of crying. So never cry. All right. And the other thing, expose them to everybody. And that will destroy their image. And most importantly, you guys, live a happy life. Live your best life. And the way that you do that is by looking forward and not looking back. The narcissist is your past. The narcissist was a piece of a journey of your life that you went through. You can't change that journey. But now you're moving on, and what you get from that bad experience is you get your wisdom, all right? So sometimes out of something bad, you get something good, and the good that you got out of being with that narcissist is that you gained wisdom. You gained wisdom, and it also will make you stronger in time, all right? You become a stronger person, where that the next time somebody comes into your life and tries to, you know, show you some toxic behavior, you won't tolerate it. You won't tolerate it because you know what it is, you've been through it, and you'll never deal with that shit again, all right? You're a new person, you're a reborn person that sees the world a little differently, a little clearer, maybe not as optimistic as you used to look at the world, but you're smarter. You're smarter and you see it for what it is. You're more realistic about things, and that will protect you from getting hurt down the road, because you will recognize these red flags of these toxic people, okay? So those are the 6 ways you will make a narcissist lose their mind. I hope that helped you guys. If it does, please hit the subscribe button, please share the podcast, and have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.